You know, we are in a banana republic somehow. Minister for Home Affairs manipulated some guys and pretend that they organized a national convention. But according to the rules of our party, only the president of the party or his secretary general can call for a national convention. It is just a game they are trying to play, but which proves enough that democracy is at stake and that everyone must stay alert and help prevent the worst in that Burundi. Because if chaos would once again come into that land, I don't know what should be the outcome. Will we just be like Haiti or what? We don't wish that to happen. That's why we appeal to each and everyone to try its best to use its influence on this one or that other one to make sure that Burundians, mostly CNL members, can enjoy our rights as citizens and as Burundians.
They have accused you of failing to unify the party. Your comment?
Why should we try to divide our party and then pretend that I am against the unity of the party? We fought about a meeting where everybody was invited. That minister refused. This was in August. And lastly, we convened for a national convention. The same minister refused. We have a letter for that. And how can he go on with his puppets, pretend that he's the one for the unity of the party? First of all, mingling within internal matters of the party in order to thwart it, divide it, is a proof that he's against the unity of Burundians and mostly against a strong CNL, a united CNL. That's why he's moving forward to try to weaken CNL by dividing it.
Mr. Raza, you know, Burundi holds election next year. Can you form another party to contest the election?
I think that's what would be the better way to fight against this dictatorship of Burundi. 2025, the day FDD is aware that Burundians are fed up with its malgovernance and all the ill treatment they are making to Burundians. They are quite convinced that they cannot win, so they want a so-called democratic election without any competition. That's why they are doing this. But I assure you, there is no election without CNL.
Before I let you go, sir, your removal took place when you were out of the country. Are you back already in the country, or do you think you will be allowed to return?
I must be back in Burundi. That's my motherland, and it's my right to live in my mother country. Who can say you are no longer a Burundian, and for what reason? I think that if they fought by doing so, I could remain in exile. They have just gone astray themselves. I have to go back to Burundi where my family lives, and I cannot be separated with my family for just some fishy reasons of those who are ruling and who have failed to deliver properly according to the promises they gave to Burundians. That's why I must be there, because Burundians need me and I want to give my contribution down there in Burundi.
Mr. Raza, it's always a pleasure to speak with you, and thank you very much.
Thank you very much to you too.